भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैत गदाधरा शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। यू आर ऑल वेलकम एट श्री कृष्ण बलराम टेम्पल इस्कॉन वृंदावन फॉर मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 7th कैंटो 1st चैप्टर लॉर्ड इज इक्वल टू एवरी वन। इन 6th कैंटो इन द लास्ट सेक्शन सुप्रीम लॉर्ड फेवर्ड इंद्र and the Vritasura demon was killed. So 7th canto is started by the question of Parikshit Maharaj. It appears Lord is partial. He is helping the demigods and he is destroying the demons. So it is a very heavy question about the Supreme Lord that he is partial. So this 7th chapter is the answer to this question. Prahlad Maharaj is son of a great demon Hiranyakashipu, but Supreme Lord appeared to protect him as Narsingadev. How can you say he is partial? The whole 7th canto is answer that Lord is impartial because he appeared for Prahlad Maharaj, who is the son of a greatest demon. So how he is partial? He is impartial. And then some logics are given by Sukhdev Goswami. In ordinary way, the electricity is same. But if you use the heater, then there will be heat. If you use the air conditioner, then it will be cool. If you use the microphone, there will be sound. If you use the chandelier, there will be light. So is electricity responsible for that? No. It is equal. But the different machines have a different effect. Water is going to the field is same, but some trees, mango trees, give the sweet mango, the lemon trees give the sour lemon. Is water responsible for that? Same water. So similarly, Lord is equal to everybody. It is the reciprocation of an individual devotee and Lord reciprocate according to that. Lord is not influenced by the modes of material nature. Nobody is dear to him, nobody is his enemy. He is equal to everybody. This is the first logic. So the verse for us today to discuss is first chapter 28 and 29th verse. Now the whole 7th canto is a discussion between Narad Rishi and Yudhishthir Maharaj. And this whole 7th canto is discussed in the Royal Assembly of Maharaj Yudhishthir in Hastinapur. And both the speaker and listener are Mahabhagavat. Narad is also of the 12 Mahajan, one Mahabhagavat and his incarnation. And Yudhishthir Maharaj is also Dharmaraj. So he is another Mahajan. So this is a talk between the two Mahajans about establishing the impartiality of the Supreme Lord. So instead of Sukhdev Goswami directly answering the question, he said similar question was asked by your great grandfather Yudhishthir Maharaj from Narad. I am repeating the answer given by Narad Rishi. So this is another way, parampara. He's not concocting answer, but he's simply repeating Narad Rishi's answer given to Yudhishthir Maharaj. And what were the incidents at that time? In Rajasuya sacrifice, Shishupal offended Krishna and then he was beheaded and the soul of Shishupal merged into Krishna. And everybody saw this. And Yudhishthira Maharaj was surprised. How come that? How come that destination to a angry and envious person which is not available even to the great yogis? How is that? To answer that, this verse is coming in that section. Yesterday you have discussed the verse. The absorption to the Lord with enmity is more than by devotion. This was this yesterday's verse. Enemy 24 hour thinks, I have to, this Lord is going to kill me. So he's thinking all the time of the Lord more intensely than a devotee. And then today's verse, two verses, in one verse there's an example. And based on that example, the next verse is, same thing if we do for Krishna, then still we have a benefit. So let us now recite these verses, 2, 28 and 29. Kitapesha krita ruddha. Kurya yam tamano smran. Sambrahma bhaya yogena. Vindate tadaswarupata. Okay, there's only one verse here. Kita pesha krita ruddha. Kurya yam tamano smran. Sambharma bhaya yogena. Vindate tat swarupata. Gita pesha krita ruddha. Kurya yam tamano smra. Sambharva bhaya yogena. Vindate tat swarupata. So can you see, third line is a very new word of the yoga, new type of yoga. Sambharma Bhaya Yogena. This is a special yoga. Sambharma means enmity. Bhaya means fear. And Yogena means process of connection. You want to connect with Lord in a fear and enmity. So, this is a very special yoga. Sambharma, Sambharna, Bhaya Yogena. We know Karma Yoga, we know Jnana Yoga, we know Bhakti Yoga, but this is another yoga. Yeah, yoga means yoga. So if somebody wants to connect with Supreme Lord out of enmity and fear, what is the result? The result is Vindate, he will achieve, he will acquire. Tat means like that person. Swarupatam, Swarupa means same form. Swarupatam, the word to word meaning is attain tat, Swarupatam, same form. So the two lines you can understand below. Now the first two lines is an example. Kida, huh? Kita. Kita is a grass worm. You say word to word. Kita, the grass worm. And peshkrita by a bee. Ruddha, confined. Kudyayam, in the hole in a wall. Tam, that bee. Anusumran, thinking of. Sambhrambhaya yogena, through intense fear and enmity. Vindate, attends. Tat, that. Swarupatam, the same form. So there are two verses together, so I have to read the other verse, but you understand what this means? Samkit means insect, grass worm, is captured by a bee and is confined in a hole in a wall. Cannot go out. But thinking, what this grass worm is thinking all the day out of enmity and fear, this bee is going to kill me, this bee is going to kill me, this bee is going... And in thinking like this, that grass worm transformed into bee. Tatta swarupatam. So simply by this meditation, anusumran. Anusumran, anu means that bee. Sumran means remembering. Remembering of that bee in enmity and fear. He transformed. So this is the meaning of this verse. Now the next verse, you repeat, it's easy. Evam Krishna Bhagavate Maya Manoja Ishvare Vairena Puta Papa Manasa Tam Apura Anuchintaya. Now the logic is similarly means like the grass worm is thinking of the bee out of fear and enmity. Similarly, evam, in this way, Krishna Bhagavate, if somebody is thinking of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Maya Manuja Ishvare. So this is about the Krishna. Maya Manuja Ishvare. Manuja means human being. Manusha means human being. Ishvare means he is the controller. And then the word Maya. So this word Maya, you just meditate on this word Maya. The meaning of the Maya given by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is mercy. This meaning here of the Maya is mercy. Out of mercy, Lord appears among the human beings to give them facility that they can know who is Lord. So this is one meaning of the Maya is out of mercy. The another meaning of Maya is Atma Mayaya. I appear always by my own Swarupa Shakti, by my own Yoga Maya. So this Maya is not illusory energy. Sometime mother is called for a child, Mamta Mai Mother. Mamta Mai Mother means merciful mother. She is affectionate. So here Maya doesn't mean illusion. Maya means merciful, affectionate. So Maya, Manuja, Maya, Manuja, Ishware, so Srila Prabhupada translate, who appeared by his own energy in his eternal human-like form. So Sri Krishna appears by his own Swarupa Shakti or Yoga Maya in his original human-like form. Out of his mercy. Okay? When Sri Krishna appears like this, if somebody, what he can do? Vairena. Vairena means, vairi means enemy. Vairi means enemy. Vidyaiya vairinam. Know that he is your enemy. So if somebody is thinking of Krishna when he appears like human form out of mercy, or to benedict human beings, to be merciful on human beings, if somebody is thinking with enmity, vairina, what will the result? Puta. Puta means purified. Puta, he becomes immediately purified. Purified of what? Papama. All sinful activities. Even somebody think of Krishna with enmity, or Krishna is my enemy, I will kill him. That thinking of Krishna will purify him from all sins. Thinking of Krishna in enmity will purify him, because he will chant Krishna. Oh, Krishna is going to kill me. So he is chanting Krishna, name of the Krishna. So this remembrance of Krishna purify him from all sinful activities. Tam apur anuchintayam. Tam means that Supreme Lord. Ishwar is Supreme Lord. Very nice, okay? Puta papma, purified. Apaha, attend. Anuchintayan, by thinking, by that thinking. Now just let me read the translation of these two verses together. Maybe you repeat to meditate. As grass worm confined in the hole of a wall by a bee always thinks of the bee in fear and enmity, and later become a bee, simply because of such remembrance. Similarly, if the conditioned souls somehow or other think of Krishna, who is Satchidananda Vigraha, they will become free from their sins. Whether thinking of him as their worshipable Lord or an enemy, because of constant thinking of him, they will regain their spiritual bodies. So you think of Krishna either with enmity or with love. In both ways, the result is same. I was just thinking, if there is a gulab jamun of Rasgulla. And you want to eat it out of anger, out of envy, it will be sweet, right? Or out of love you eat, it is sweet, right? Whatever the way you want to eat Rasgulla, you snatch it, you steal it, whatever you do with Rasgulla, it is sweet. Is it right or wrong? Huh? Yes. Whatever the way you want to just catch Rasgulla, you put in a mouth, it is sweet. It may be from the enemy, it may be from somewhere, but it is sweet. So Lord is sweet all the way. You just, from whatever angle you just approach to Him, and He is always purifying. He is supremely purifying. Om Vishnu, 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 Pavitra, Pavitra, Pavitra Va. It will purify immediately. You approach Him anyway, it will purify. As you approach the Rasgulla, in any mood, it only gives you the sweetness. So Lord is sweet for everybody. Whatever you weigh, you think. Putana came with what intention to Krishna? To kill him with the deadly poison. Did Krishna look at the poison? No. He looked at the good aspect of her. Oh, she is giving me breast to feed. And Krishna awarded the equal position to the mother Yashoda. What is actually implied in this pastime? If such demoness is coming to kill me, but still she is giving breast, I am giving her equal state of liberation to my mother. Then what to speak of my to other gopis? They are loving and feeding me. What to speak of cows which are giving their milk to me? What I can give actually to Yashoda, who is just out of love feeding me? You understand? This is a logic. When Putana has given this highest status, then what Krishna will give to the mother Yashoda? He is nothing. He has to give himself. So similarly, when the demons get purified, what to speak of the devotees? They are doing out of love. Actually, this is the logic. The verse is speaking this logic. When demons are purified, what to speak of the devotees? They are doing it out of love. So Narada Rishi is speaking this verse, and Srila Prabhupada's purport is, first Srila Prabhupada is focusing on the word. Oh, the word is Puta Papama. Puta Papama. Puta means purified, Papama means from sins. So Srila Prabhupada is quoting a verse from Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, 10th verse. Vita raga bhaya krodha manmaya mam upashrita bahavo puta madbhavam agataha. Bahavo means many, puta means purified. And madbhavam agataha. Who is speaking this verse? Krishna. So mad means Krishna. So you put Krishna instead of mad, what will be the sentence? Krishna bhava agataha. So they become Krishna conscious. Madbhava means Krishna bhava. So many, many people purified from what? Vita. Vita means giving up. Vita, rag. Rag means attachment. Bhaya means fear. Vita, rag, bhaya, krodha means anger. People who has given up attachment, fear and anger. Vita, rag, bhaya, krodha, mama maya upashritaha, and those who are worshipping me by worshipping me, mama maya upashritaha. Mama maya upashritaha, man maya upashritaha, man maya upashritaha. Upashritaha means surrendering. They have taken my shelter. By my shelter they are purified from all these. And then bhavo jnana tapasa, because they then get my knowledge and they do austerities, they are purified and they will get puta, they will be purified. Madbhavam agataha, they become Krishna conscious.
So Srila Prabhupada, the translation is, being freed from attachment, fear and anger, being fully absorbed in me, and taking refuge in me, mama ashrutaha. Many persons in the past became purified by knowledge of me, and thus they all attained transcendental love for me. Transcendental love for me. There are two ways of constantly thinking of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said there are two ways of thinking of Krishna. As devotee and as an enemy. A devotee, of course, by his knowledge and tapasya, become free from fear, anger, and anger. So two ways of thinking of Krishna, out of devotion and out of enmity. Okay? So those who are thinking of Krishna out of devotion, how they are purified? The process of purification for the devotees is by knowledge of Krishna. Which knowledge of Krishna? The knowledge has a different meaning in Bhagavad Gita. Knowledge of the soul, knowledge of the material body, knowledge of the super soul. This is knowledge of the soul. Then there is another knowledge in Bhagavad Gita. Bahunam janmanamante gyanvan mam prapadyante vasudeva saromiti samatma sudurlabha. There is another knowledge by which some great soul come to the conclusion Krishna is everything. This is another knowledge. Then there is a knowledge of the opulences of the Krishna. Vibhuti yoga, opulences of the Krishna, aishwarya, chamatkar. But the knowledge of the Krishna which purify quickly, which technically Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says sambandha jnana. Sambandha jnana. That knowledge by which we establish relationship with Krishna. This is oftentimes we ask this question. Who is Krishna? What is your answer? Who is Krishna? All attractive, yes. Krishna is our father. Yes, very good.
My best friend,
very good. Maintainer and protector. All powerful.
Krishna is the source of everything.
If you speak about Krishna as a God with all the qualities, all powerful, all merciful, everywhere, Krishna says, okay, all right, thank you very much. But if you say, oh, Krishna is my friend, Krishna is my master, oh, he's my son, that knowledge by which you develop relation with Krishna, that is actually the knowledge required for a devotee. If you go and ask Arjuna, who is Krishna, what will be his answer? My friend. You go and ask Mother Yashoda, who is Krishna, what she will say? My son. Go and ask the gopis, who is Krishna? Oh, our beloved. Our Lord, yeah, we love him. They don't say he's God, right? So devotee should have this type of knowledge for Krishna. He is our master, we are his servant. This is the safest relationship. Therefore, we all are given the name at initiation, Das. So he is our eternal master. So not God, my master. Have a relationship. So that knowledge by which we develop relationship with Krishna, that knowledge purifies us.
So knowledge of the Krishna and then tapasya. Second process is austerity. So devotee purify by sambandha jnana, knowledge of relationship with Krishna. We all have five relationship. The shant is all other what you said, Krishna is great, powerful, all poverty. That relationship is shantaras. So we all have eternal relationship. To revive relationship, that knowledge, and then tapasya, which means austerity. The first creator, Brahma, was only given one instruction, tapa. Please do austerity. And then the presiding deity of the planet Earth, surrounded by the salty ocean, Narayan Rishi, is incarnation for austerity only. And the great Rishabhdev has given instruction to Maharaj Bharat and to the whole Bharat verses, tapo divyam putraka. Please do the divine austerities. So austerity is most important, by which we can purify. And one meaning of austerity is actually getting heated. You know, if you want to purify something, you have to eat. So austerity, tapasa, like sitting 1 hour is the austerity. Hearing Bhagavatam, sitting 1 hour is austerity. You know, fasting is austerity. An Ekadashi is austerity. Not the way we have a feast. So tapasya is natural. Everybody is doing tapasya. You have seen the people traveling in Bombay in local train like Hiranyakashipu with two hands up. Their austerity is very severe. But it's not divine. It's not tapo divyam. It is tapo money. They are doing austerity for money. They call vitamin M deficiency, money deficiency. Vitamin M deficiency is a problem of the country now. No money. They send a nice picture. Inside the windscreen of the car, there are bananas, and monkey from outside is trying to eat. Can monkey reach to the bananas? No. Similarly, our salary goes to the bank, and we are sitting outside the ATM like a monkey, cannot get anything out. It is right there, but we cannot get it. So the vitamin M deficiency is a problem. So tapasya, so that is called vitamin N, say no. Vitamin N. Say no. All these four rules are a tapasya. No meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling. It's a tapasya. So by tapasya, by austerity and by sambandha jnana of Krishna, of relationship of Krishna, devotees are purified. So we are devotees practicing, so we have to have these two things, knowledge, sambandha jnana of Krishna, through Aishwarya, through the, all other are important, but the most important is sambandha jnana, that we should have a personal relationship with Krishna. And Krishna here, Krishna Balaram, what Prabhupada said when he established this temple, now Krishna Balaram is there. If you have a problem, go to them and tell, my Lord, I have this problem. My Lord means my master. And you go and tell him, and then he will solve your problem. This is a relationship. He appear there, it is a relationship. So devotees are purified by these two methods. From what? Become free from fear, anger, and become pure devotees. Similarly, an enemy, although thinking of Krishna inimically, think of him constantly and also become purified. This is confirmed elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita 9:30. Apichetas duracharo bhajate mam ananya bhak sadhu evsa mantavya samyak vivastito hi sa.
He may be Durachari, the most fallen. Dura means bad, Achara means behavior. He's a worst person, but still he's thinking of Krishna. Then, in due course of time, no, Krishna says, Kshipram Bhavati Dharmatma. It just doesn't take much time. Immediately he becomes purified. So even somebody is thinking of Krishna out of enmity, he will be purified. Because Krishna is all sweet. You approach Krishna with any relationship, he reciprocates with you. So, Srila Prabhupada is quoting this verse, even if one can commit the most abominable action, if he engages in devotional service, he is to be considered saintly, because he is properly situated. Properly situated means, if somebody going out of the temple all of a sudden from a open sewer, a pig is sitting there and throwing all the mud on him, or he fell into the open gutter, what will be his position? Completely swirled with the dirty water. Everybody says, hey, bad, bad, bad. But if he's sitting under a running tap, hey, bad smell, he said, say, I'm sitting under a tap, I'm washing. I'm in a process of cleaning. I'm sitting where? I'm rightly situated. Where I'm sitting? I'm sitting at a place which is purifying. That person is sitting under a 2-inch big tap, then you cannot say that you are dirty. I'm cleaning. I'm in a process. I am rightly situated. You understand? So, even if somebody out of enmity is thinking of Krishna, he's only purifying. Even you think of, well, Krishna, in this world, many people came to ISKCON, Krishna Conscious Movement, simply in early days, is all these not CIA people. So some government people who wanted to know what ISKCON people are doing, they came and lived in the temple for doing the business of secret service. But getting up early in the morning, doing Mangal Arati, chanting Japa, even without devotion, their heart changed. They were purified and they become devoted. They become devoted. Somebody asked Prabhupada, they are saying like this, they are coming in a disguise and living with devotees. But no problem, if they follow the rules, they will be purified. So even this is experimentally seen, so many people came like this and they were purified. It's not that, it's a very old story. Now many people came. This our Prabhupada's disciple, Haridas, he was in a jail and he saw a nice watch on the wrist of Prabhupada. He said, when I go out, I will steal this watch. So he came out, he was thinking of stealing watch of Prabhupada only. And he was, where is Prabhupada? Prabhupada is in Hyderabad. He went all the way to Hyderabad to steal the watch of Prabhupada. And when he reached to the Prabhupada actually stole his heart. And this poor man, he went there, Prabhupada said, you need this watch? Okay, you have it. And then that person became a devotee, he made so many members, still he's making the ISKCON television. So what do you think? Even what to speak of Krishna, somebody went to Prabhupada to steal his things, he became a devotee. He became a devotee. Yeah, he went there with this intention. No other business. So, it is interesting. So, devotee undoubtedly worship the Lord with rapt attention. Similarly, if an enemy, so Durachari, always think of Krishna, he always become a purified devotee. The example given here concerns the grass worm that become bee-like because of constantly thinking of the bee. That forces it to enter a hole. By always thinking of the bee in fear, the grass worm starts to become a bee. This is the practical example. Lord Krishna appeared within this material world
for two purposes, paritranaya sadhunam, vinashaya cha duskritam, to protect the devotees and to annihilate the demons. The sadhus and the devotees certainly think of Krishna always, but duskriti, the demons like Kansa, Shishupal, also think of Krishna in the terms of killing him. By thinking of Krishna, both the demons and the devotees attain liberation from the clutches of the material maya. So even the demon, the Krishna kills somebody, he is also benefited. The example given is a gardener. When in the garden, he cuts some plants and he waters some other plants. But he's doing the benefit to the both. If he's cutting something, that plant will grow more. So cutting of a gardener of some plants and watering some plant has the same effect. Because his purpose is to make a beautiful garden. All are benefited. So when Krishna is killing somebody, he is benefited. Well, Lord Ramachandra, after the war in Lanka, when demigod appeared in the sky, Indra said, well, we have appeared here, what benediction you need? Lord Ramachandra said, all these demons, when they died, they were looking at me, so they are liberated. But the monkeys were behind me. So please, all they are dead now, killed by these demons. You make them come back to life. Indra said, well, let it be. I have nectar, they are all again, to all monkeys got up. He said, hey, one more boon if you want. And then Ramchandra said, wherever these monkeys stay, let there be nice fruit, water, and green forest. So even for monkeys, Lord is giving benediction. Even dead, they got them back to life and is arranging their food eternally. So what to speak of the human beings if they really serve the Lord? So the other thing is, Bhisham Pitama is saying, Krishna, the Kaurava party is more benefited. It is not that you favored Arjuna, you favored me because I saw you. Arjuna was behind you. How can he see your beauty? All these people, they were benefited by you because by looking at them, you have delivered them. Swarup Istita, they got their own identity. And those who are behind you, they were not benefited. So it appears when Krishna says, I was impartial in this battle of Mahabharata. Hey, how are you are impartial? You were sitting on the chariot of Arjuna and you were guiding him to kill everybody. How you are impartial? I am impartial. Because all those who were killed on the battlefield, they all are delivered. I have given them more benefit. Vritasura is saying, Indra, kill me quickly. Because you kill me, I will go to Krishna. And you stay here and rot in this material world. So Krishna by killing is more favorable to me than you. Indra, Krishna is more favorable to me than you. Because you will stay here. And again you will have a problem, but I am going back to Krishna. So kill me quickly. So Krishna, anybody goes to Krishna with whatever intention, he is benefited. So Srila Prabhupada is concluding. This verse used the word Maya Manuje. When Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, appears in this original spiritual potency, Sambhavami Atma Maya, he is not forced to accept a form made by material nature. Therefore, the Lord is addressed as Ishwara, the controller of the Maya. He is not controlled by Maya. When the demon continuously thinks of Krishna because of the enmity towards him, he is certainly freed from the sinful reactions of his life. To think of Krishna in any way, in terms of his name, form, quality, paraphernalia, or anything pertaining to him is beneficial for everyone. Shrinvatam Swakatha Krishna Punya Sarvana Kirtana. If anything you hear about Krishna, it is purifying. Thinking of Krishna, hearing the holy name of Krishna, or hearing the pastime of Krishna will make one pure. And then he will become a devotee. Our Krishna consciousness, now Prabhupada's mission. Our Krishna consciousness movement is therefore trying to introduce the system of somehow or other letting everyone hear the holy name of Krishna and take Krishna prasad. Thus one will gradually become devotee and his life will be successful. So what is the message for us in this verse? Prabhupada wants us to distribute holy name and Krishna prasad. Whoever comes, wherever you go, always have some Krishna prasad, and whoever you meet, say Hare Krishna. By these two things we can help the whole world. Prabhupada said, our Krishna consciousness or the spiritual technique. We were discussing a spiritual technique. So what is a spiritual scientific technique? Well, what's meditating? This is scientific technique. Chant Hare Krishna and distribute prasad. This is a technique. And he said, technique is three things: chanting, dancing, and refreshment is a technique. This is a technique of Krishna consciousness. So wherever you go, chant Hare Krishna and distribute prasad. By this way, we can benefit any people wherever we meet. Nobody is there who don't know how to honor prasad. Everybody know how to honor prasad. So everybody like prasad. So Prabhupada said, I spread this movement by two things: by Krishna's sweet kirtan and Krishna's nice prasadam. So these two are powerful tools. They can purify the greatest demons quickly. Hare Krishna. Sorry. Anybody has question or comment? So logic is favorably we should think, not with enmity. But those who are thinking with enmity, they are also benefited. And this is only a logic. If enemies are benefited, what to speak of devotees? So favorably we should do two things according to the last Prabhupada's instruction. Chant holy name and distribute prasad wherever you go. Okay. Hari Bol. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai. Hare Krishna.